Whoa. Just like
she that. Look like a bitch.
Dan, what's going on here? Holy
just
shit.
Like that, we're booted off of YouTube.
No. We would never do that. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. I'm your host, Jay, with my better half, Mr. Dan. How you doing, Danny boy?
Good. How you doing, Jay, your boy?
I know. I don't know where Samuel L. Jackson keeps popping in on this, but I'm going to have to look into that.
Sam Elliott, you mean?
No, Samuel Jackson. That was the does he look like a bitch to you?
Motherfucker.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Man, Dan, what a week. We're quickly ripping into Exotica, New Jersey. We are now officially 1 week out, 8 days.
Dude,
but
we'll be
who's
balls
counting?
Deep in our staff meeting next week at this time.
I'm excited for
barbecue.
It, man.
I'm excited for the barbecue.
It's like the homecoming. Back to dirty Jersey, where it kind of all began, or at least, you know, has been for
it
a long ass
legendary.
Time. Yeah, it's pretty legendary, and it's always exciting because this show is just fucking on fire right now. It's like, you know, it is back to what 2019 was, and probably then some. So we're bracing ourselves. Dan, you know what our only problem is going to be?
Crowd control.
That's right, Dan.
We've been working together way too long.
So, Dan, I do want to alert everybody to a big happening that happened this week. And I also want to acknowledge the person that, you know, makes our world go round, the things that, you know, there was a mountain that we've been climbing, Dan, for the last 28 months. 2 years, 4 months was approximately when we had gotten our Instagram page taken down. But as of last Friday, Dan.
Hold on, Jay. Hold on. Wait.
We all know at Exotica is back on Instagram.
Camp is here.
Wait for it. Wait for it. You always know it's going to end when the dolphin comes on. And a big thank you to Mr. Director of Operations, Dan, the guy who just kept on climbing that mountain until he reached the top and he stuck his dick in it. And that dick was into Instagram that then threw our Instagram account back out into the world at Exotica. There we are. We got 500,000 users or followers back on it. Dude. It feels good, Dan. So congratulations, buddy. Nice a job well done.
Thank you. I will address this further in the big FU later, but I will basically go ahead and I have to give a huge assist to Joanna Angel, who came through for us with a connection that she knew. Steve, I don't know if I want to even say your name. But Steve, thank you very much.
Steve, you are the motherfucker. I've never seen that. I've never seen it happen. By the way, don't call us asking to get it back because we think that this might have just been like our bullshit luck. I don't think we'll ever flex that muscle again. But here we are, Dan. We're back, baby. We are back, and it feels good.
Guess who's back?
Dan is back.
Hello, friend. But you know what? We're back. And thank you, John Beach and Jason and everybody else who's welcoming us back here.
Welcoming us?
From Jay doing absolutely just Jay canceling shows. And
I'm sorry. You know, sometimes it just has to happen. Dance booking got in the way.
Anyway, speaking of dance bookings.
What a segue.
Jay, what a segue. We have actually our two guests tonight are two of the top feature dancers in there, besides being two of the top adult stars out there right now. And
two of the top adult stars coming to Exotica in a week.
And they will both be at Exotica, New Jersey. Please welcome to the show, Brittany Amber and Ember Snow.
Yay! Welcome.
So welcome here. So Ember, you were supposed to do this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Dude, Amber's ride or die, man. She's
Amber. Oh, yep. I was thinking Amber, because my neighbor. Oh,
this, I know. This is going to get confusing.
This is get confusing now.
Amber. And then it was be confusing, too, because when she was supposed to be on, she was supposed to be on with Venus Snow, who canceled, and then we had Brooklyn Chase on.
Venus Sky.
But then she was ready to do it, and then Jay canceled, and then all that. John Beach has his picture with Ember there. John, do you have a picture with Brittany?
Probably from Exotica. He's got the archive going. He goes deep. My bad. Last week was, you know, I fell off the wagon. But I'm back. That's really what's important.
Welcome back.
Big congrats to both of you. Ember, I know you were recently nominated for Girl Performer of the Year at XRCO, even though you're not a Girl only performer, but we won't go there. It was
take
just
it where
an
you can
nominated.
Get it.
Really,
that's the funny
really
part.
Good. I know. And Brittany, huge, huge congratulations to you. Brittany is now the X-rated critic organization's reigning MILF of the Year. We have an award.
Actually, let me grab it right now.
Oh, there you go.
She's going to go get it. The Heart Honor Award is called, Jay.
It's a pain. I know. I wish they were still hearts. Nice. That really sucks. I was so happy because I was like, I finally get one of their cool heart trophies, but they changed the style.
It used to be heart and glass?
No, so when it starts, so the XRCO has been around forever. It's the X-Rated Critics Organization. So any guys that work for publications or internet, it started like way back when, and it was everybody that, back in the dawn of time when I was even an editor, and we would vote, the critics on, all these categories. And the award was just a simple fucking thing. It was just a wood plaque and with like a thing in the shape of a heart. That's all.
Yeah, graduated to glass.
Yeah, and now they went to glass. I mean, maybe they're trying to save the rainforest.
Maybe they went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, it's the worst. Perfect timing for it, isn't it?
Sorry, I was like trying to drink
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands
backfired.
Up.
Backfired. Oh yeah, I've heard that before. It opens up your airways. But we should just do glass hearts. Why don't they do that?
They could. You know what? That could be your big F you later, Brittany, when we break into what really
Yes. By the way, hey organization that just gave me an award. F you for the design of the award.
Here. I just wanted to say hi. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
okay.
Jason likes my
Get it out. Just give me one good cough.
Okay, I think I got it, but I noticed there. Cookie Monster Dan. Stuffed Animal Dan. Cookie Monster Stuffed Animal Dan. See? Who is the one? Oh, back there. I see him.
Dude, he's scary. Look, he's totally fucking scary. He's a scary motherfucker.
He's Halloween. Oh, my God. He is scary. Oh, if we were in my other room, I could have definitely topped that. I have a lot of scary creatures in my bedroom. Oh, my God. You got one, too.
Yes, we've got shout out to Horse Show Jack for his ridiculous creations that scatter our offices.
He won't be at Exotica, New Jersey this year.
Oh, man. I really wish I was in my bedroom because I have all kinds of amazing horror creatures in there. Oh, that would be perfect. And here is all my Pokemon stuff. I just got this, too. Magikarp?
Charmander? From Pokemon. Oh, yeah, it is. What? Never mind. That's Charmander.
Dude, my son would be going nuts. He's 20 years old and fucking a Pokemon.
Yo, listen, let me tell you, when Pokemon, the first Pokemon game came out on your iPhone, I was running through fucking Chinatown, like catching all these crazy ass. But like, I was like 34 years old. Like, I'm like, what is wrong with my life? I mean, it was.
Yeah, I'm currently 34 and still doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. You know what? Well, someday, 10 years later, when you're old and chiseled out like me,
I know. By that time, my collection's going to be worth millions.
See?
I have so many Pokemon cards. I have, like, in this whole area right here that holy I'm pointing shit. To, right? You can't see.
You're like, hey, that over there?
Binders, tons of like, boxes full of cards, full of all kinds of
What's your most valuable Pokemon card?
Don't tell them.
Well,
how? Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Somebody's gonna raid you now.
I know. Yeah. No. The thing is, they fluctuate a lot, so I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. But I do have quite a few graded cards, and those ones would be the most valuable because when you grade a card, especially if you get graded a perfect 10, then that really does increase the price of it. That's like the best possible price you can get for a card. And I do have quite a few tens.
That's the thing that, same with baseball cards that changed from, like, say, when I was a kid to like what baseball cards are now, because you can get that, you know, a valuable card, but it the real value in it is literally that it's centered perfectly and that it's cut perfectly and that it's like has no dings, no nicks, no nothing, no, I mean literally like the and that's the grading system.
Unopened.
Yeah, not even unopened, just
really.
It's really a matter of like literally they'll measure like the borders on it and make sure that it's like perfectly, and by perfectly I mean like little
Because,
tiny
yeah,
millimeters,
a lot of
perfect
people,
measure.
yes, there's a misconception that a card straight out of a pack is a perfect 10, but
Right.
not a lot of the times it's not. I mean, a lot of times there's a lot of cards that I grade that are most a lot of times come out like an 8 because they'll
Yep.
be like they can have print lines on them, there could be a little D in the corner from like shipping, whatever. You know, there's
Yep.
so many things that could happen to them,
Yep.
and that's I was really
Oh,
thinking that too. You know, when I was getting like pack fresh cards, I'm like, oh, I can have all these and be 10, but no, quickly you learned about
and what's
that
crazy is you could have two cards side by side and like, you know, to you or I, we'd look at them and be like, oh, they're the same exact cards. And
one.
it's the difference between like a $500 card and a $20,000 card, you know, and literally all it's like those little nuances, but that's what separates it out from everything else. You know what I mean? That now having a card isn't like a valuable commodity. It's having the perfect card. Right, that's like the that's the big thing.
Well, so
Oh
one
yeah,
thing.
did you guys see, you know, when Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather and he went into the ring with his BGS graded Charizard? And so BGS is one of the strictest grading services that's out there. It's
Okay.
very, very hard to get a Gem Mint 10 BGS card. And there was for many, many years there was only two BGS Charizard basic shadowless tens on the planet. And then there was a third that was graded. And so the guy that owned the other two was like trying to find out like who is this person? I want to buy it. And I mean this card's worth like over $1 million. Like it's like worth one point something. I'm not sure exactly how much it's worth.
So
But
crazy.
yeah, then he
Oh my
came out to the
God.
ring wearing it on a necklace on his neck. And they're like, there's the other BGS 10 graded Charizard right there.
And
Yeah, they just
YouTube
finally made
exploded and
a
like
story
every
out of it
millennial went
on
nuts. Dude, it's
Monday.
crazy. Crazy.
See, I found during pandemic, I don't know about you guys, I was like clearing out my base, but just went on. I was just bored. I just like started going through shit and I forgot I had all this stuff. And I found like so many fucking baseball cards, Jay, that I had. Like I found this thing. It's like a fucking Yankee Stadium
Ooh.
patch card. And it's like one
No
of only
fucking
like,
way.
it's number 275 or 375. It's got to be worth something, right? I didn't even look it
You
up
ju
yet.
the problem is
Probably.
some of this
Sports cards
stuff,
got real popular,
some of the
man.
stuff that you think
It
is
smells like
worth
weed.
something is worth nothing. And some of the things you think are worth nothing are worth everything. Like when I was a kid, there was a sports card baseball game called Classic Baseball. And it had like, you know, cards in it, like of that looked like players' cards, and they had questions and like the whole thing. Well, little did you know that if you had bought like the original Classic Baseball card board game, the baseball cards that came with it are insanely valuable because everybody
Oh,
got them
damn.
as playing cards and fucking destroyed them, and none of them really survived, and you know, whatever. So now you have these classic cards that, if you have those sets, are worth, you know. So who would have thought that like the set that you got is like a $10 fucking game, you know what I mean, that you would play with your friends, versus like you would open that pack and be like, oh, dude, this is a Dave Winfield rookie card. Like, this is gonna be worth everything. And now it's worth nothing. You know, like, and so like a lot of the things that you thought were worth something ain't worth shit. And a lot of the things that you didn't think were worth shit are now worth way more.
Ember, do you collect anything?
Oh
I
yeah, lots
collect a
of
lot of
Pokemon cards.
Blu-rays.
Oh, Ember,
Criterions.
I keep forgetting. Okay, give me this in writing. I'm so sorry. I promise not to do that anymore.
Top row.
Snow.
That's what I
Go for
collect.
snow.
What do you collect, Ember?
Blu-rays, Criterions,
Okay.
Steelbooks, those kinds of things.
Steelbooks. What
Oh
did you
yeah,
say?
like I mean,
She
they're
steals
Blu-ray.
books.
There's Blu-rays, but the container is a steal. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I know, Brittany, you're with Star Fact. You were Star Fact. Ember, are you with Star Factor? You were at one time, right? Also?
I was at
I
one
still
time,
am. I still am. Yeah. Oh,
No,
yeah, good
but
thinking you're
Ember.
speaking. Oh my God, Dan, this is gonna be so rough. I just promise not to think to say that, but I keep thinking you're saying Amber, and Amber's my name, so I'm just like, oh my God. Okay.
So, no, Miss Snow.
Miss Snow.
Miss
Miss Snow, if you're
Snow.
nasty.
Miss Snow.
Thank you.
So, I mean, so you're like one of your publicists, Monstar. Like,
Monster.
yo, he,
He gets an
you guys,
applause.
pro you
I
guys
love
both
him.
probably, like, did you guys ever like check out his collection of like nonsense? Like, he's got so much horror shit, so many Blu-rays. I mean, that guy is like fucking crazy.
I have not. Wow.
Dan, for all the shit that you give me about being like the grown ass Bart Simpson, like that dude, it lives his childhood. Like, he lives way deeper in his childhood than like the stuff that he collects is insane, and he does it.
I see some of the stuff on Instagram, and then also I've seen some videos that Tanya posted with all of her Funkos. So I don't know if that's a shared hobby of
It
theirs with
totally is.
the Funkos. But yeah, they have a massive, massive Funko collection. I was looking at on YouTube. Those are some of her most popular videos I noticed. I'm like, oh my gosh,
It's
I'm
like
kind of, I'm a
crazy.
little bit actually. I don't know. I do have quite a few Funkos, not nearly as many as they have, but mostly horror movie ones. But I recently just got a Selena one that I love so much, and then I noticed out there that there's this Diamond Collection one that's like a hundred and something dollars, and I'm like, it's not super
Well,
expensive.
you
I don't know
can.
if
They're,
I'm
dude, they're today, they're
gonna
modern day Beanie
I'm waiting for
Babies.
Fan to get that off my machine.
like they're
But
to they are
I
totally
guarantee
Beanie
you,
Babies.
I guarantee you, did it
yeah.
end up on your wish list?
It is.
What's Ember
Enhance.
like? Ember, you have a Miss. I'm sorry, Miss Snow.
Yeah, get this correct, Dan.
Miss Snow, I got a point to you. Miss Snow.
Yeah, you got it, Dan.
Yeah, right there. Okay.
Right here. Probably right here.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Everything's backwards, so it freaks me out. But anyway, did you dude? What the fuck I was gonna say? I forgot now.
I don't know, but Jason's got a girlfriend. You got a girlfriend.
She's got a girlfriend. She looks like Elsa Jean.
Yep. And her name
Oh,
is Tiffany.
cute.
Oh,
That's right.
nice. Congratulations,
Nice
Jason.
job. Nice job, Jason. Jason, you going to bring her to Exotica next weekend? No, or are you a DC guy? Yeah.
It's
Elsa,
ladies free.
Ladies are free on Friday. That's right.
Yeah, on Friday.
Elsa
That's
Jean,
right.
by the way.
We're going next weekend. Oh, my God.
So
That's
crazy.
Elsa
I
Jean's
know.
Twitter
It's coming up
name.
really fast.
Right, Elsa Jean's Twitter
Elsa
name.
Jean's Twitter name is Elsa Jean fucks old men.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Are you serious?
No, it's not. That's what she says as her name, but it's not
That's what she says as her
her
name. It's not her.
Twitter
It's not her
handle.
handle. No,
Okay,
but
That's not her
it's her
handle.
Yeah, see, everybody changes their like the name that they're called. In fact, so
But
many
that's
people
always
have
been her name on there.
Exotica on their name or whatever. But
I'm looking.
fucks old men is hilarious. Like that's
It's
There's some funny
Elsa
ones.
Jean XXX.
Right, add Elsa, but what does it say?
XXX.
Is her like name on there?
Yeah, but her name is Elsa Jean fucks old Elsa fucks old man Jean.
Okay, there you go.
That's
Yep.
her name,
Little
but
name.
that's not her Twitter handle.
Oh my God.
You guys should come up with new Twitter handles, like or just new like things to put under your name, like.
I don't want to have to confuse people like
By the
Brittany
way, I
Snow.
will say, so I was loading up both of your we have little graphic things that we play of your promo or stuff at the end of the episode, and both of you guys, nothing has changed from like the last time, and you were on a long time ago, so congratulations, because the fact that like your Instagram handle is still there and your
Dude,
all
fucking
of your social
Twitters are disappearing
Don't
now for
jinx
people.
it.
No, seriously, I know. I'm knocking on wood.
Mine's different though.
Is it?
My Instagram.
Which one was
Yes.
it? Instagram was different?
I'm pretty sure my Instagram's different from the last time I had been on the
No, it
show.
was
I did the cooking show a
only
while
Brittany
ago.
Amber.
Huh? Yeah,
Only
only
Brittany
Brittany
Amber.
Amber now, but I lost my Instagram at the end of last year. It was like December of last year.
Okay.
Oh. So
Yeah.
yeah, I know
Dude,
that, but
can
I'm
you
trying to get back.
can you believe that we got ours back after 28 months? Can you believe
Yeah, they
that?
gave it back to
Months?
you. Wow.
28 months.
July.
So you were trying all that time, dude? Oh my god, that's over 2 years.
Well, because we also first of all, when Dan latches onto something, he doesn't let go. Like that, it was like a junkyard dog. But the other side of that was
trying to fire me for the longest time, and I just won't leave.
Yep, no, he just won't go.
How'd you get it back?
Because
I thought anybody could get theirs back.
Dan blew a guy.
Chinese secret.
Dan blew a guy. Listen, he said he would do anything. And I will tell you now, after that, Dan is a fucking team player. Like, that's all I have to say. Dan. Nice job, Dan. That's exercise
production. I could have gotten us verified if I swallowed, but I did not. A guy has to draw a line somewhere.
Dude, you know what? It was we've literally, through Exotica TV, through all of quarantine, we kept every month we would up the value of the offer of what we would do
Jay, shut up. All it cost us was a hotel room for 3 nights.
Stop talking.
And all in VIP pass to Exotica.
You know what? That being said, we lost about 200,000 followers, 250,000 followers over over the year and a half that are no longer there. And we've lost 5,000 followers since we came back, which is weird because I think that 2.5 years later, we go out and we post on stuff. And some people that followed us 2.5 years ago were like, yeah, I'm cool with it. Like, I'm not into this anymore. I'm, whatever, moving on. So I think we will level off here, but 500,000 ain't bad, and I'm excited to have it back.
Yeah, it's a lot. Dude. I mean,
2 days after 2 years of being down, 2 days later, Jay posts something. I'm like, I text him a screenshot. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you thinking? I'm going to come down to Philadelphia and I'm going to kill you. 2 days. You're going to undo 2 years worth of work. Why,
The problem is there's no lines. Like, I don't know, can you not show somebody in with big boobs? I mean, if they have a bikini top on,
And literally, there's been times where I post something completely PG, nothing at all. But if you word something wrong or whatever, or even if you don't word something wrong, they can deem it, inappropriate and just pull it down. But then you have to appeal it, and then you can sometimes get it back. But then even with that they still won't take that strike off, even though it's their fault,
right?
Just really fucked up. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just like, I'm like, oh my god, I really hope this doesn't get pulled down. I really try to
we had no idea why we did it. And as we dug, while the people were helping us get it back, and the funny thing is, it was back after this person said they were gonna get it back, it was back within 24 hours. Like, this person that helped us,
it was still there after 24 months or 28 months. So weird.
But they basically said was the reason was, is that we were pandering for prostitution. So we were advertising for prostitution. And it's like, dude, he and I wrote this fucking crazy mission statement of what Exotica exactly is. And it's like, it's anything but, and there's more women there than, men or whatever. And there's a lot of couples, and it has this, it has educational seminars and, all these things, which, yeah, I mean, it's just it just makes sense. So, anyway, Jay? I want to find out more because Miss Snow's being very quiet and we're running on. So, we're going to go into the lightning round, Jay.
All right, I'm ready. That's right. You guys haven't seen how professional we can be.
Watch this. We got music, and it's not the talent.
Great choices. Songs, by the way.
So, these are just silly little questions. You guys just got to give a quick little answer to. But it helps our viewers, our listeners, get to know you guys a little bit more. And deep down, who is Ember Snow? Who is Brittany Ember?
Who is Ms. Snow?
Who is Ms. Snow? Ms. Snow, which of the
males would you say? Okay, let me go first. I can actually say something to somebody.
She's leaving. She's had enough. This is the third time she's gotten out of that chair. In 29 minutes.
Hey, she has Ember. To show us some things. Yes.
Which meal do you think is the most important meal today?
Dinner.
Sorry.
For me, it's dinner. Okay. It's usually dinner? Heavier. Yeah, it's usually heavier for me. So I Wait, good do answer. I need to give a reason? This is
no, 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 no. This is quick. This is like lightning round. Dan's quick. Dan's just, you know, dragging his feet.
Brittany, I'm going to get deep with you. What do you want to be remembered okay, for?
I'm ready.
What do you want to be remembered for?
Oh, God. Ooh. Well, you know, that's really hard to say because I'm sure, you know, things are going to change and evolve in my life so much by the time it's over. So, I, you know, I'm
right sure. Now, if you had to take a snapshot like of right now.
Oh, God.
Lightning girl. You know, my lightning.
Channel, I guess. I know. That's why this is so hard for me.
What was the answer?
I'll say my YouTube channel, I guess. Then that's probably not the right answer, but.
There you go. She went with YouTube channel. That, by the way, that is not, that's not the right answer, but before you die, you'll change your answer and it'll be fine.
Oh God, I know. But by the end of this show, my answer will be different.
Okay. Well, we got a big fuck you later. So like, you'll be totally fine.
Okay.
You can, your big fuck you can be your answer from just now.
Miss Snow, what is this? Do you have a secret talent and what is it?
Well, I used to do a lot of
Miss archery. Snow,
Jesus Christ. She didn't even say Amber. I don't even know. I don't even know how this happens.
Oh my God. That's my fault. I know. I'm going to do it every
time. Is it the tongue roll? Like, okay, let me see it. How about this?
Oh my God.
It's like a tongue. Dude, what the
fuck? That I'm trying to do.
What is the one you're doing down there? That one's a weird one.
The clamshell.
Yeah, it's like a clamshell.
I've never seen that one. The clam.
I've seen some girls do it.
See, Dan, you like that?
I said girls.
Dan, I just turned you on a little bit, didn't I?
Absolutely not.
I really did. Yes, I did. You better have a big trunk because I'm gonna put my bike in it.
Brittany.
Brittany Amber.
Brittany Amber.
I know. That's my name.
As a child, what was your favorite game that you played?
God, probably Super Mario Brothers, part 3.
The flying part.
Yes. Yeah,
3 was the flying guy, right? Flying with the squirrel tail or the raccoon tail. Yes,
dude, I'm really good at Pac-Man.
Yeah, Dan,
fucking Pac-Man.
You had a dreidel.
I played that too, and Tetris.
I love Tetris. Tetris is you play it and then you start seeing shapes for the next fucking hour.
I've spent a quarter of my life sitting on the can playing Tetris on a Game Boy, and that was while I was just like in my tens. Like, they're literally. Remember those days? Addicting. Come on, Dan. Don't look at me like you didn't sit on a toilet and play Game Boy for like hours at a time.
Just start next thing. Ember.
I miss
and
Game
only
Boy.
Ember.
Ember Snow. This question is for Ember Snow.
Aging Ember Snow. Ember
Snow. Yeah, thank you.
Which app on your phone do you use the most?
My calendar.
that's an interesting answer. That is not what I would have expected.
That's what I use the most, I would say, other than Instagram and Twitter.
See, she's backed out of the answer.
I'm a Candy Crush guy, Jay.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, I'm like level like 1 million.
What's that get you, Dan? What does that get you?
At least with Mario, you know, you either like rescue Princess Peach.
Yeah, you get the princess, man. You know, Candy Crush, you just fucking keep going.
We're in a contest now.
Anyways, lightning, Dan, lightning.
Brittany Amber.
Okay.
Yes.
What's one thing you wish we knew 5 years ago?
Like we as a collective we?
A collective we.
Okay.
Oh, like we as a society?
The people.
Sure.
The people.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it harder then. Because I'm going to say for myself, I would have known to start building my own content like 5 years ago. You know what I mean? I didn't know that's where everything was going. But I did have like a little bit of, you know, foresight. I think I was a little bit like ahead of it, but not really. I wish I was like 5 years ahead. So, but I don't know. As a people, that's a really hard one. That doesn't really. I couldn't do a lightning round, so I'm going to do it just for myself.
There you go. Good answer.
Bats do not make good soup.
Wrong, Dan. Wrong answer. Next.
next.
Oh my god, Ember, John!
Snow. Ember Snow. Yeah. What was the worst date you've ever experienced?
Like ever? Oh my god, can you like narrow it down, please? Oh, dates.
I know, these are not lightning round kind of questions.
Yeah, to you, you like need to describe like
I'll give you an easier one. How about that? What would peanut butter be named if it wasn't peanut butter?
Crush, chunky crush. I don't know.
See, just the, first of all, in the pre-show, she told us that she likes pineapple on her pizza. Now she infers that she likes crunchy peanut butter. I swear to God.
Extra crunchy.
I may try and marry Ember. Like, this is all lined up. Like, those are my two top things. Like, damn.
Brittany, you're not a fan of crunchy peanut butter?
No, I mean, I'll eat it, I guess, but I don't think I've ever bought it in my adult life.
That's actually a wrong answer. Sorry, Brittany. There are
wrong answers. Brittany, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I heard about that recently, that they did conclude that it is technically a sandwich.
I agree.
It is to me.
Ember.
No, they got down to it scientifically recently and put a whole study on it.
Bread, sandwich. Wow. Yeah.
It has to be like meat between two breads. That's what constitutes a sandwich. So, yeah, that's something that's all. Oh, I love Brittany Ember so much. I just seen that awfully. Thank you.
Ember, what name will you give your next pet?
Come on, it depends if it's a girl or a boy.
Well, by the way, that are you? What type of animal are you obviously going to go to as a pet? Are you a cat person, dog person, parakeet?
I'm both. Okay. I love animals.
She's bipetual.
Bipetual.
I just made that shit up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It would depend if it's a girl or a boy and what their personality is.
It's a girl.
It's a girl. What's her personality like?
She's like, damn.
It's your pet. I don't know.
She's not very happy, and she pisses on the carpet.
She's not very happy. Okay, I'm going to call her Catherine.
There you go. That's the right answer. Nice job.
Let's see. Last question.
Lightning. Okay, lightning, seriously.
Last question. It is, dude. Chill. Chill. Brittany, what kind of food would you eat if you could only eat one for the rest of your life?
What food do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, right now,
it's hard to choose, but I know mine.
I know you want lightning round questions.
I can tell you.
Beef brisket.
Minus pizza too.
I said pizza. No, I only said beef brisket.
Not the wrong answer. I will give you that. But
barbecue,
you know,
brisket, or like the the gravy barbecue brisket.
No, the barbecue brisket. Yeah.
Damn,
with like burnt ends and shit.
Huh?
With like the burnt
super
ends?
Like moist, greasy, seasoned brisket.
Moist, very yes. Moist. It's got to be moist. Yes.
You guys hate the word, by the way. I mean, that was our lightning round. That was our lightning round.
Nice shot.
That just leaves it. Do you guys like the word moist? Is it offensive?
I don't find the word moist offensive.
I don't. I don't care. But well, especially because there's a Dish Wallace song called Moisture. And I love that song.
Maybe we're asking the wrong like crew out of the four of us, but like I just don't. It's not one of those like, you know, words that people like freak out about. Or I doesn't give me that feeling.
For me, I know moist is not. No, I don't know. It's a part of me.
I think people just say that, just to be like, I don't know, just to have thing because they don't have thing. So they're like, oh, I can't hear the word moist. I don't know, because I had a friend that said that before, because I never even knew that was a thing before she said that. Like, she doesn't like to hear the word moist. And I actually came to realize after she said that, I actually use that word a lot. But I don't know. But I was like, I think you just made that up so you can have a thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't. Moist isn't one of those things that like makes me cringe.
Wasn't Brittany on Brittany? Didn't you do like an episode of our short-lived cooking show called Fork You with us?
Yeah, yes, you did.
Fork You.
What did you make, Dom?
She made a cake.
What you made?
Was it what did cake? I make then?
Yeah.
Oh no, I made peanut butter cookies on that day.
Peanut butter cookies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I didn't right. think
of
something.
I
it has
start,
to be chunky
like,
made during the show.
I gotta start like pre-show, like digging back into the old shows that we had, because it's really funny when we go back and look at it too. Like, I mean, by no means do we have any idea what we're doing now, right? No, I come on here and I click buttons like, and make really? Fart noises for an hour, and then I just you know, and then I go home. But we actually knew even less back then. And when you watch this stuff, we're just like, meh, 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 you know, like banging on things and hoping things work. And it kind of showed.
So
you guys don't do that show anymore. They said short-lived.
Uh-oh, Ember had enough of you. She was like, you know what? Fuck.
So Brittany, so like while Ember's away, so you mentioned your YouTube channel. And Jay, here's a little Brittany Amber fun fact that her YouTube channel has over 25 million views.
Dude, seriously.
Yay.
Yeah.
She's back.
Yes.
She's back.
You play guitar on there. I remember seeing one you played the guitar.
I know, actually, I think I privated that video now. I don't know. I just like, I do sometimes when my nails are short, but I'm not that good at it. And in that video, I was like singing too, which I'm not good at all. At either, so I was like, why am I showing this to people? But that's not the normal content of my channel. Well, I normally do laundry trial hauls and sex toy unboxings and reviews, and I've been pretty consistent with my channel since the pandemic and a little bit before, and so the growth of my channel has just really taken off recently. I'm so happy about that.
Monetized?
I have so many companies. Oh yeah, it's been monetized for a while now, but
ours is demonetized. Beat that.
Oh yeah, no,
everybody fucking hates us.
A lot of people, you know, if you get enough videos like taken down, or it's like whatever they deem it to be like not appropriate or whatever, they can just demonetize your entire channel, which sucks. But no, luckily that hasn't happened to me yet. And I try to be really careful with what I post and always, you know, making sure that if it is something that has a dildos or if it's lingerie, because for whatever reason too, like the only video that I had taken down recently was a micro bikini try on haul. And so there's nothing nude about it or anything like that. I have sex toys or even reference anything about sex. I was just literally putting on bathing suits. I'm like, what the hell? But yeah, like if it's too sexy even. So, I mean, it's just such a fine line to walk, but I try to.
And the problem is we're in a bubble, right? Like, I mean, what we all deal with. I mean, obviously you guys to a lesser extent, us, like Dan joked about the shit that I like shared on Instagram. It's, you know, sometimes your brain is just wired to look at things where you're like, that's just not a thing, you know? Whereas like, I think outside of that bubble, people look at that content and you never know who's going to be like, what the, this is wrong. This is, you know, you can't share this or whatever. And so that's the hard part.
Yeah. Like religious people, like all like, you know,
well, you
got
to put like your like you have to put like your editor hat on and be like, all right, do I think that this is okay, or do people think this is okay? And like, there's a difference, and you got to actually stop and think about that. I'm not good at stopping and thinking about things. I'm more of a kind of keep moving
just
guy.
Go.
Yeah, that's runs into problems. That's why I've done.
No, I know. I mean, before I don't think I cared so much. I mean, I always did, but I mean, like, it was like a whole like learning curve, like the first few years of doing my YouTube channel. But nowadays, though, now that I have so many companies sending me all this different stuff and paying me to do all these reviews, and then I also now have sponsors on my videos and stuff. Now I gotta really care, because now it is a big integral part of my income.
It's the revenue,
and
sure.
Also it's connected to my other platforms as well, because for example, I'll do like, I have this like sex doll over here. So a company sent me like this huge, expensive, like full size sex doll. It's like bigger than I am, more heavy than I am. It's freaking crazy. Anyways, so I do the initial unboxing review and everything on my YouTube channel. I put her together. We looked at her, like playing with her, everything, you know, that was safe for YouTube. But then we go over to my Pornhub channel, and that's when I had a threesome with my sex doll over there. So all of my platforms interconnect in that way, which, right. Yes, is very important.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it like a balloon kind of sex doll, or one of those real...
No, it's an actual sex doll. It's
how much like does he weigh? Does he weigh like 70 pounds? Is it like a real
No, it weighs more than I do. It's really? Like 150 maybe. It's huge. It is heavy.
Is he naked right now?
It's a she.
Is she
naked?
Let me show you.
If she's not naked, can we see, please?
Let's see this.
I want to see her.
I put her over here.
Oh, snap. Okay, she's not a balloon.
So, she's not a balloon. But I put this over her just in case, anybody walks by my room and might see this thing in here. But she has really big boobs. Here, let me cover them. She's sitting in like this Indian position,
pretzel leg, pretzel leg.
Oh, here we go. It's hard to tell how big she really is from this angle. Her legs are crossed. She's like hunched down over, but she's bigger than me. She's taller than me, heavier than me. I'm sorry?
What's the company that sent that to you?
Best Real Doll sent it to me, actually. And do I have a promo code still? Oh, shit. Well, if you go to my YouTube video, or my YouTube channel, sorry, the video I posted maybe a couple of months ago, maybe less than that. So if you just scroll down, you'll see her in the thumbnail. And I'm pretty sure I have an affiliate link for a code or something, too, where you can save. I think it's like 10% off of one of these guys or girls, ladies.
One of our new premium exhibitors over at the show, and they'll be in Jersey, too, is company OnlyDolls.com. Ember, Ember, did they talk to you? Because they wanted to talk. I know they wanted to talk to you.
Only Dolls.
I know that they didn't.
Ember's like, yo, I gotta get one of these dolls.
Dude, the doll actually fucking moves.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it is. Oh my god. I'm gonna go to their.
It actually like moved. Like the thing was like moving. It was the fucking weirdest, creepiest thing at the. Well, now there was creepier things at the show. I'm not gonna mention any names, but it was pretty fucking freaky. Exotica is definitely a place.
Were the guys over there at the Chicago show?
No, they weren't there.
They came in Miami.
They were walking around in Chicago. They weren't exhibiting there.
Yes. No, I know, because I did talk to them in Chicago. I know they didn't have a booth there, but they came and talked to me when I was in Chicago and were interested in collabing or doing something. And
yeah, no.
I don't know. I always get so many cards, and then I lose them all once I get home. But, hopefully we'll
get in New Jersey. I have such high dreams for people that I talk to at the show, and then I go home, and I'm like, can't do this. Like, this is just, I need to go to sleep.
Ember Snow, since you have your own booth over there too, and people come up to you and do people like just like, like more or less just like come up to you with like crazy propositions? Like, what's the craziest thing somebody's like pitched?
Dude, that first of all, don't ever answer that question. That is the last thing that we need on record. Moving right along.
No, there isn't anything out of the norm.
Well, and the one thing I wanted to mention was Ember is at all of our shows this year, and there you'd be hard pressed to find, if we could have all of our talent booths that we have exhibiting at the event do what Ember does. She is fucking hardcore, man. When I walk in on the show floor and like we're getting everything opened up and things are ready to go, she's there. She's ready to roll. And like, you roll through during the day, she's there. I've never really walked by her booth and not seen her like rocking that thing. So I give you credit, man. And it definitely is, as we've had more and more talent booths come into the event, like, I try and give people so much advice that like basically emulates what you do at these shows and like, the hustling side of it, because even though it's tiring, you seem to be on, throughout the entire time.
Well, I'm paying for the booth, so I have to make the best of it.
Yeah. That's it. But you would be amazed. Like, you would be amazed at the people that do and don't. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like that just come like, and it's not just talent. I mean, it's exhibitors and stars, or it's and sponsors and whatever. that, you know, they'll buy a booth, they come in like 3 hours after the show opens, they sit back, they read a newspaper, you know, they like, it's really weird, but people do it all the time. And it's also
like some of the girls, like some of the girls, like, you know, like Brittany, you know, signing over at Spotlight, and there's a bunch of different, you know, stars over there. I mean, I think in Jersey we have 24 girls like signing at Spotlight, and it's like, you know, some of them, you know, like Brittany, you know, who knows how to interact with their fans. She actually looks like she gives a shit because she did. But then you have other
I'm very excited to meet my fans.
Yeah, and you have other girls, though, that just stand there pretty much, you know, talk to whoever, just don't pay attention to anybody and don't interact with anybody. Just like, just look like they don't want to be there sometimes, you know? Right. And it's like, you know, it's like, you know. You know, by the way, there's other people that, you know, probably do want to be here. So,
you know what it really is at the end of the day, you can tell the people that want to be there. Right. And that's like, and I think that gives everybody a better experience all around. You know, I think that like, if, you know, if you guys want to be there, you're excited to be there. You're, you know, meeting fans and, you know, all of the random business connections you get and all of the different networking and folks that you meet and, you know, all of that stuff. If you're interested in it, that means that you're like vested in the experience of it all. If you're just there because, you know, your agent told you to be there and you got to be there for like 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever it is, then you're not going to have the time that you are if you're, you know.
It's a privilege to get your agent to get you to sign to a booth.
True.
And maybe get paid X amount of money, or maybe even just to have the experience of meeting your real life fans.
Yeah.
That's how I see it, because aside from like Skypes and cam shows, this is like the few times that I get to see someone.
It's like back in real life too, you know, and unfortunately AVN's not going to be happening in January this year. You know, there you go. That's the best. And then we do December and January in DC and
DC.
You know, pull four shows off in the year. It's cool to be able to see everybody back in,
especially this year, like everybody, look, you know, and this is the only time I'll mention it. You know, everybody was, yeah, we took that year and a half off, you know, from not being able to do anything. I mean, this is our livelihood, you know, for a lot of these girls and the people that are involved with the show. It's, you know, it's a big part of their livelihoods, and, you know, to be back out there, and nobody knew how it was going to be. Like, you know, we went into Chicago in July and we're like, all right, you know, how's this going to be? You know, are people going to be freaked out? Yeah, was everybody going to want to stay away from each other? It's all that. And then lo and behold, we open the door and 20,000, you know, plus of our closest friends.
Fucking Chicago, man. Chicago was crazy. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Both y'all were in Chicago. I mean, that was like, I mean, you've been to a million Exoticas. You know, and
that one overrun. We were like,
that was like, wow. It was just crazy.
Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know. I was really pleasantly surprised at the outcome of how many people are there. I was just on my special Friday and Saturday, I couldn't even sit down for a second. I was literally just people constantly. Like, there was not even a break in the people. It was insane. Hard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it was good at the same time. Yep. Makes it more profitable. Yeah,
And then, you know, and then in Miami, you know, look, Miami's always this weird kind of city for us. You know, we've been there for, you know, a bunch of years. And, you know, I mean, that was the first time in our history of doing a show in South Florida that we've ever sold out of all of our exhibit space. I think actually it's the first time we've ever sold out of our exhibit space anywhere.
Yep.
And, you know, it was a lot of talent boost. I mean, you know, look, it's not as big of a city as Chicago. So, you know, the crowds aren't, you know, exactly what Chicago was. But it was still a great show. I mean, the attendance was up. And now, you know, we're rolling into Jersey. And, you know, and Miami too. Look, a lot of us wore masks. A lot of, you know, some people didn't. Look, I just got my third jab. I got my booster Monday.
That's right. Oh. 65 and over get the booster now. I forgot.
That's 65 and over. It's people with high blood pressure because they have to deal with your ass.
Yes. Boom.
You're a dick. Anyway, you're just jealous because I got my.
You're welcome. So. You're welcome. Yep.
I'm like Teflon Dan now.
Are you guys getting your flu shots? Because that's
I got my flu shot. I got my Pfizer booster in my right arm and my left arm. I got the flu shot the same day.
Yep.
Wow. How's your arm now?
They're guns. Like, it hurts when straight I do this. Guns. You're just like, which way to the beach? Which way to the beach or the gym? All right, Dan. Well, you know what? All this happiness makes me want to go to something not so happy.
Fuck yeah.
I'm ready to tear the world down, Dan. So instead, we're gonna move to the big fuck yeah. How's that? All right. Well, well. All right.
Yeah, you can go first.
All right, Dan. Mine's I've decided that simple is best with the big fuck you. And my big fuck you goes to musicians saying that they're going on a retirement tour. I just heard that Elton John is coming back for the third fucking year on his retirement tour.
Really?
Like, this guy will not stop. Tour. Like, at what point? The only people that have done a real retirement tour are now Tony Bennett, that he did because he's got Alzheimer's. He's not coming back. Like, that's fine. That's a retirement tour. You can't decide to, like, they do it every year. It's going for a decade. I swear to God, Elton John's going to play until we are, you know, all 70, 80 years old. This is literally the third year of his retirement tour. 3 years. Your retirement tour does not last 3 years. A retirement tour, one year, one tour. So, my big fuck you.
It's doing good. Maybe 3 years. Is it doing good?
Listen, I get it. Like, it's like, you know what it is? It's like the going out of business, like, furniture store that's always going out of business. It's just, like, 24 hours a day, that shit is going out of business. There's a sign out front that says, going out of business, come buy. That's what Elton John is doing at
this point.
Everything must go. Elton John tour. Big fuck you. David Lee Roth is doing it now, too. Like, he's like 68 years old. Like, he's going to play for another fucking 20 years. Like, that's bullshit.
Well,
yeah,
they have more inventory they need to clear out.
No, it's horrible.
I know we're in the middle of this thing, and you know, and Jay, I just have to ask you a question. It's not my big fuck you.
Right.
So there was a person, when you brought up the going out of business thing, there was a house, like, not far from mine, where it had, you know, a for sale sign in front of it with this realtor's name and all that stuff, right? And it was up there forever. And you know, I used to drive past this thing every fucking day for, like, years. And then somebody told me that that was the realtor's house, and they just put that out there as an advertisement. But riddle me this, Batman. Isn't that would you ever hire that realtor because you think that that house is for sale now for 3 fucking years? True?
I don't know how we got from retirement tours to...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. But anyways.
The going out of the business for sale.
All right, next up. Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm just going to go get a beer.
Ember Snow, you got your big fuck you?
No, I don't have any big fuck yous. I don't like saying fuck you to people.
Do.
I don't. Maybe I'll be inspired by Brittany. I actually know her big fuck you.
I thought of mine. I don't know if it'll apply to yours though. I was gonna say I'll do mine because we were talking about Pokemon earlier, and because Pokemon is so popular right now, there's so many scalpers. It's really hard to find cards and any kind of products in stores right now. And if you find them online, it's always double the price. There's a new set that just came out, Celebrations. It's all, everything is at least double the price online because all the scalpers buy everything up, jack up the prices. So yeah, big fuck you to you guys. Like,
fuck
no
scalpers. Music concerts, like scalpers. Movie shows.
Any kind of scalpers, Pokemon, all of them.
They're the worst.
All right, Ember, you ready to say fuck you to anybody yet, or still no, nothing?
No, I don't have.
Come on, Ember, just reach down. Like, what stuck in your craw today? When you got out of bed and like was the coffee like not right? Did like somebody not do what they were supposed to do? Was it did your car not start? Is it like
everything?
Actually,
you have to be somewhere. We are holding you.
No, wait, Dan.
Hostage.
Listen, Dan. I'm talking. Yeah. I'm talking a big fuck you out of her. Okay, here we go.
Move the little fuck you fingers over to her, so it looks like she's doing this.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you to you guys because I have some places to go if we pull some meat.
See, there you go. That's perfect answer. That was the right answer.
Fuck you, Jay. This is gonna be quick.
We
this is gonna
have
be
two
fast.
Minutes.
Give it to me quick, Dan. Give it to me.
Instagram naysayers who said I would not get our account back. Fuck you, Jay. Fuck you. My big fuck you is you. You know what, Jay? I got it back.
You did. You did.
Doubting Thomas, you motherfucker. Fuck you.
Go on.
Yep. No,
but also just Instagram too. You should say just fuck Instagram, period.
No. They're okay. We like them for now.
It's a love-and-hate relationship with Instagram for me, because it's like let's
make this the first ever happy hours that we've ended. It's the happy hour, period. No ish. You got 20 seconds. Talk us out.
Ladies, remind everybody where they can find you online.
Okay, so on Instagram. There we go.
Blam!
But I do have some live shows happening, and part of it is Exotica in New Jersey and D.C. I do have my own booth. I'm not signing with anyone. And I'm going to be dancing next Friday at Blush, a gentleman's club. It should be in, I don't know how to pronounce it, Hackensack? Hickensack, yeah, New Jersey. No,
right. I think it's Hickensack.
New Jersey. Yeah, that was in Chucky. Right of Chucky. That's it's only Hackensack.
Oh, it's shit, only that's Hackensack. Hackensack. There we go.
There you go.
It's only a one-night deal.
Play baseball for the Hackensack Bulls.
There you go. All right, and next
Brittany.
Me? Oh, there's some step of mine. By the way,
I might have spelled something wrong.
Yeah, my YouTube, Brittany, though, I got to kind of update that, because that O on the end is actually a zero when I made that, and I didn't even know that. But my YouTube is BrittanyAmber.tv, so spelled just like my name. Like, my name's spelled wrong here at the top, but my name is B-R-I-T. Totally.
Everything about this is wrong.
Shut up, Dan. That's very important. Okay. That's all I have to remember. Just like Britney Spears spells it, Amber, AMBER.TV, BrittanyAmber.com. That is my OnlyFans. OnlyBrittany.com is also, will take you to the same place. And also, check me out on, what's this last one you guys got here?
That's YouTube.
Oh, never mind.
YouTube.
I was like, from the second to the last. I was like, that's my OnlyFans. Like
OnlyFans. There you go. Brittany.
Yes, OnlyFans, like I said, is OnlyBrittany.com. And I will be at the Exotic in New Jersey show. Yes, my schedule is to be announced, so keep an eye on that. But yes, it'll be there every day signing.
I'm there all day.
All day, every day.
Yes.
So yes, The Feel by Cairo. I was the first girl to launch. And is an amazing product. It is compatible with the Keon. Oh, I will be selling them out there at a great price. I'm so excited, and a bunch of my new releases. I'm also going to be dancing at Exposé in San Diego. It's my birthday weekend, but it's the 12th and the 13th, I believe, and then the following.
Yeah. I just get excited listening to her.
And then also, I'm going to be dancing in New York City, December, I think it's the 10th through the 13th, or the 11th through the 13th. It's that weekend. I don't remember the exact dates, because it's a little bit in advance. But it's going to be a three-day weekend this time, though. It's going to be a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday show, a one Sunday show. So I'm so excited to be at the Hustler Club in New York City, right there in the city. I'm so excited.
Oh, she's so excited. I'm so excited for it.
I'm actually going to be dancing other than New Jersey. I'm going back to Miami.
Gold Rush. At Gold Rush.
November 12th and 13th.
And Jaguars.
Jaguars in Lubbock. 19th and 20th.
In Texas.
And then Centerfolds in Sacramento. It'll be a New Year's Eve kind of weekend. Oh, shit.
And catch both ladies at Exotica, New Jersey. In just 8 days from today.
That's what it is.
We will be destroying fucking Edison, New Jersey with Ember and Amber. Get your tickets now, by the way, at exoticaexpo.com. Follow us on all our platforms at Exotica, including Instagram. And
yes,
motherfuckers, until then, hey, check out, by the way, our website. We also have our COVID guidelines on there and suggestions. We got a bunch of good stuff to keep everybody safe on there. So, because we're going to stay safe
and stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you at Exotica, New Jersey. Until then, enjoy the happy ending. Hey.